From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
Ongoing U.S., South Korea, and Japan joint military exercises will continue with Operation Key Resolve, scheduled to end March 24th, and Operation Full Eagle, set to run until the end of April. North Korea's permanent representative to the United Nations, Kim In-ryong, told reporters in New York Monday that the joint exercises were, quote, aimed at a preemptive nuclear strike against the DPRK, closed quote. He added that the drills pushed the situation to the brink of nuclear war. We bring you the ambassador's press conference in its entirety here.
Good morning, everyone. We are pleased to meet you again. And we'd like to thank you for having an interview together with us. Let me introduce, first of all, His Excellency Mr. Kim In-ryong, ambassador and deputy permanent representative of the DPR Korea to the United Nations. And my name is Ri Song-chul, a counselor of the permanent mission of the DPR Korea. In our interview, His Excellency Mr. Ambassador would like to highlight once again the position of the DPRK on the illegal nature of the UN Security Council sanctioned resolutions against the DPRK. Very recently, the DPRK conducted the ballistic rocket test. After that, the UN Security Council issued a press statement, and US, Japan, and South Korea continue to question the self-defensive measure of the DPRK with the sanctioned resolutions of the Security Council against the DPRK. After the speech of the speaker, Mr. Ambassador, I'd like to get questions relating to the position to be spoken by His Excellency Ambassador, and he will respond to you accordingly. Mr. Ambassador, the floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, the ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for to be here with us today. My colleague mentioned before, I would like to brief today with regard to reckless remarks and the moves made by the United States and the Japan and the South Korea of the DPRK, the righteous measures for bolstering nuclear deterrence for self-defense, on the pretext of the violation of the UN resolution and sanction against the DPRK. On March 8, the spokesman for the Democratic People's Republic of Korea's foreign ministry made clear its positions as regard the fact that the U.S. and the vessel of forces are moving to take issues with the ballistic rocket launching drills staged by the Korean People's Army. I take this opportunity to clarify once again the ballistic rocket launching drills conducted by the Hwasong Artillery Unit of the Strategic Forces of KPA is a routine one to regularly frustrate the ever more undisguised nuclear war racket of the United States and other hostile forces, and honorably defending the security of the country and the nations. As you know, the U.S.-South Korean forces kick off the joint military maneuvers aimed at the preemptive nuclear strike against the DPRK, the only to push the situation to the brink of the nuclear war. It is just a self-defense, defensive right of the sovereign state to keep high alert as required by the grim situation in which the actual war may break out. Any time and to consolidate a powerful the deterrence in every way to mercilessly wipe out the aggressors. Nevertheless, the United States and other hostile forces are openly conducting the drills for real war aimed at the preemptive nuclear strike against the DPRK by mobilizing a lot of strategic assets and armed forces. The later UN Security Council released a press statement labeling KPA's routine drills as a threat and a breach of the resolution on sanctions. This is a propagandist act like the thief crying to stop thief. It is the preposterous that the United States and its followers continue to drive their measures for self-defense as so-called violation of the UN resolution on sanctions. All the resolution on the sanction against the DPRK cooked up by the United States and invasive forces abusing UN Security Council to reveal its illegality nakedly day by day goes for its ignorance violently to the legitimacy of the sovereign states and the recognized international law. The resolution on the sanction cooked up by the UN Security Council are devoid of legal ground and are in wanton of violations of the legitimate right of the sovereign state and the principle governing international relations they provided for the UN Charter. This is the conclusion drawn in the international judicial circle. As we stated on several occasions, when the United States walked out in 1966, the sanction resolution 232, the first of its kind in the UN history, under the pretext Article 39 of the UN Charter, to avenge former Rhodesia, which declared its independence from Britain. The International Judicial Circle clarified illegality of the resolutions and took the issues of the UN Security Council's act of going beyond its mandate. Now the U.S. continue to cook up the resolution by abusing authority of the UN Security Council in defiance of universally recognized international law. In this regard, the DPRK requested UN Secretariat to organize the International Forum of Law Export for clarifying the legal ground for those resolutions either in New York or Geneva. However, the UN Secretariat is turning away from our proposal to organize the International Forum of Law Export, advancing preposterous sophisms that UN Security Council is entitled to take appropriate measures if an act of a specified country is seen as a result, as a threat to peace under Article 39 of the UN Charter, and that UN Security Council can improve the sanctions. The Article 39 of UN, the charters that cannot become the regular ground for the sanctioned resolutions, as it provides common authority of the UN Security Council, and no international law stipulates that the nuclear test or satellite and ballistic rocket activities of a specified state constitute a threat to peace. In practice, those countries that have begun the same activity far ahead of the DPRK have never been called into question at the UN Security Council. Then, the one cannot but ask on what ground and with what authority of the UN Security Council adopted the resolutions prohibiting nuclear and ballistic rocket activity of the DPRK. If the Security Council does such a ground and authority, why is it that it does not take issues with those countries which conduct the same nuclear and ballistic rocket activities? This is the crystal clear that U.S. Security Council is abusing its mandate by acting of double standards. The International Forum of the Law Expert is the right place to clarify the lawfulness of the UN resolutions on the sanction in terms of international justice and impartiality. We consider that a forum would be participated in the law expert of all government and non-government level, and the international legal organization and institutions, and its agenda would be set in a reasonable way, reflecting the hope and the views of the participants. There, so far, regrettably, the UN Secretariat is not answering the legal discrepancy and the turn away from the our proposal to organize the forums in nearly 3 months. In circumstances, no more the UN and United States and Japan and South Korea declined to criticize the measures of the DPR to bolster the nuclear deterrence for self-defense as a breach of the resolutions on the sanction, and the more the illegality and injustice was revealed before the world of itself. Are the UN advocating avoidance? But the international law and the relations has to fulfill its responsibility and the missions before the international community by organizing the forum, the immediately and properly meeting the just demands of the DPRK. I hope that the international community and the legal organization the valuing justice and the truth with positive response to the DPRK, the proposal for organizing an international forum for open discussions on the legal ground for sanction the resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good morning. My name is Shauna McGee from Kyoto News, and on behalf of the United Nations Correspondents Association, we thank you very much for holding this briefing. I'd like to ask two questions, if I may. The first, in regards to your presentation, you said the UN is turning away from your proposal of the international forum. Are we to understand that this means it has been rejected, or there's simply a delay in a response to it? And secondly, in Geneva today, the UN Special Rapporteur had some concerns about the death of Kim Jong-nam. And if it turns out that VX gas was used, he said he would assign responsibilities. What is your response to the statement? As I understand, no DPRK representatives were there in the meeting. Please give us a reaction to this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I was wondering, since you were quite critical, very critical of the United States and the Trump administration, whether the DPRK was still open to any kind of talks, negotiations, with the Trump administration, either in a renewal of the six-party talks or bilaterally. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ahmed Fadi, American Television News. Mr. Ambassador, you argued that the measures and the positions taken by the Security Council are illegal, the position of the United States, Japan, and South Korea is also illegal, while the international law, the international community, see the conducting of a ballistic missile test is an illegal process. You argue that it is because of the joint military exercises carried with between the U.S. and South Korea. You're taking this as a defensive measure. While these exercises have been in existence, to my knowledge, since after the Korean War, and it's been held annually, So why is this a continuation on a line that is doesn't have any acceptance in the logical mindset? The legality established by Security Council, and North Korea is in violation of the various Security Council's resolution. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Matthew Lee, Inner City Press. On behalf of the Free UN Coalition for Access, thanks for the briefing. You talked about this new Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, not responding to your request. And the President of the Council, Matthew Rycroft, on the 8th, he said that, quote, we had a discussion about a potential role for the Secretary General based on pursuing a United Security Council position. Anyway, he talked about a role for the Secretary General. Do you think this would fall, that him convening the conference that you want would be part of a role? Do you see any role for the Secretary General beyond what you're requesting of the conference in here or Geneva? And if you're willing to, do you have any comment on the recent court decision in South Korea regarding the presidency of your neighboring country? Thanks a lot.
Thank you. As to the last DPR case, launch by DPRK, and you said that that was the purely the self-defense, not to offend the some other countries. But Japanese government said that some of the missile that drop at the inside EEZ. And actually, that some fishermen in Japan is very worried and about the missile launch. How do you respond? Thank you.
Thank you. You pointed. Okay.
It's today there is a meeting of the Commission on the Status of Women, so women is number one.
Okay, I will be honored to follow.
Yeah.
I just wanted to follow up on Edie's question. I'm Carol Landry with AFP.
China's foreign minister suggested that there could be a freeze of North Korea's ballistic and nuclear programs in exchange for suspension of U.S. South Korean military drills. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that Chinese proposal.
Okay.
Thank you. Joseph Klein, Canada Free Press. Sort of related to that question, you had singled out the United States and Japan on the Security Council in South Korea for taking or leading the efforts in the Security Council, which you consider to be illegal. How would you assess the fact that China and Russia have gone along with these resolutions, the sanctions resolution, the fairly toughly worded press statement several days ago? There appears to be a unanimous sentiment on the part of the Security Council, including China and Russia, with respect to your country's actions. I'd like you to comment. Thank you.
The vote.
Okay. Since time is limited until 12 o'clock, so I'd like to finish getting the questions, and my ambassador will make a response. Thank you for your kind understanding for my comment. Thank you.
Well, I will give you the answer. The inconvenience for packing. Firstly, you know, the as far as, you know, our proposal to organize the international forum of law export for clarifying, you know, the legality of the UN the Security Council sanctions, or the sanctions against the DPRK, Yeah, we just proposed, but as I mentioned before, we didn't any, you know, the answering here. We didn't receive any, you know, the reply from the UN Secretariat. That's why they're still waiting, you know, and then urged them to, you know, they replied to our proposal. And then one of the, you know, the important question, you know, the relating to the case of Malaysia. As you know, they are the citizen of DPRK, they're bearing a diplomatic passport. They suddenly fell in a state of shock. They're before boarding an airliner and died on the way to the hospital in Malaysia on February 13. It was well known. Since the official position of the DPRK on this case in detail, that's true, in their comment on February, the statement from the KCNN and the statement of the Korean Jurist Committee on February 23 was already known. That's why I do not fail to mention and repeat again those assertions relating the case. It was already, you know, the known in public the clear position. But let me take this opportunity to emphasize once again the stand on case in general. The from A to Z, this case is the product of reckless moves of the United States and South Korean authority aimed to meet the dangerous political purpose to tarnish the image of the dignified DPRK and bring down the social system in it. The case of Kim Chol's death of the DPR, the citizens, has not yet been clearly identified, but the United States and the South Korean authority are groundlessly blaming the DPRK. They are asserting that he was intoxicated by highly poisonous VX nerve substance. Even mere child could know that who will gain the most profit from this case. No sooner the news has been broadcasted than a correspondent from the Associated Press of South Korea, who did not see even the body of the dead, insists that the man was assassinated by the poison immediately. Nobody knows what the source of this report and the reason of his claiming was so far. If the chemical weapon VX was repeatedly really applied to where such a kind of material could be brought in, the absurdity of the United States and South Korean authorities' assertions and its lack of its scientific accuracy and logical coherence are proven even by the comment made by the other foreign, you know, media of other countries. They say it is hate absurdity to claim that the person who applied the VX, a substance fatal to life, even in the case of inhalation of a tiny amount of it or a touch of skin, was left unaffected. And the person to whom it was applied met a death. As far as the chemical weapon the VX applied to the person is concerned, I think it is well known United States has stockpiled the numerous lot of, you know, the acid, the war acid, including chemical weapon in South Korea. There are many possibilities that such a kind of a material could be introduced from the South Korea, because the VX could be only be manufactured by a few countries, including the United States. It is a final aim sought by the United States to store up the international repugnancy towards the DPRK and the lay international siege for putting pressure on it and the provoked nuclear war against DPRK at any cost. But the U.S., however, is mistaken. Should the U.S. and the South Korea authority keep resorting. Sorry. Should the U.S. and South Korea solidly keep resorting the political chicanery that to bring down the social system in DPRK and that being lost to the regions, the DPRK will be compelled to take strong measures for self-defense in order to protect the sovereignty and dignity of the countries. As far as the question, the proposal there from the Chinese foreign minister, as far as I know, the date, the 8th of March, the freeze for freeze, your question. Well, in this is not the first the proposal, then actually in 2015, we had proposed firstly DPRK, the freeze the nuclear and missile program, freeze the nuclear and missile program in exchange for the halt to the joint military exercises by the United States and South Korea. As far as I know that, it was rejected on the same day. Yeah, the reality that it goes to prove that the outstand is correct, in which as long as United States and its followers persist their nuclear threat and blackmails against the DPRK, and as long as they do not give up the war exercise, the stage under the clock annual drills right in front of the DPRK, the latter will continue. The DPRK will continue to bolster the self-reliance defense capability and capability for the preemptive strike with the nuclear force at its pivotal. Yeah, as far as, you know, the Japanese the journalist asked his question, I will mention once again that these drills is a routine, you know, is a routine one to bolster our nuclear, you know, the capability in such a grave situation, in which, you know, the American and the, you know, the South Korea and kick off, you know, the joint military exercises, the four preemptive attack to the DPR of Korea.
My ambassador has given answers to your questions, and since time is limited and we are requested to leave the office, so we are going to close our interview here, and we hope we'll have the other opportunities in the future to have a meeting to continue our discussion. Thank you very much.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.